And we're back for another pod. Puff and Vern.
Back once again with another episode.
Back once again. Back once again.
Yeah.
Once again.
Puff. Oh man, oh man, a new week.
I think we
should continue to celebrate the losses of the Raptors, because when we celebrate the losses, they somehow find a way to win. So we can't celebrate loss. Jeez. It's weird, eh?
Yo, for this, before we get into it, right? It's another episode of Puff and Vern. All right, before we start again, you gotta like the video, you gotta subscribe, turn on your notification so you know when we drop. Puff and Vern is back. As Puff said, it's a joyous day to be a Raptor fan. I can't believe it, you know? That's why I had to wear the hat. What do you say? Good vibes.
Because
Raptors are giving good vibes.
Yeah, they're giving good vibes.
Three game win streak.
Let's just jump into the Raptor rewind. After the All-Star break, after getting dust out by the San Antonio Spurs and their rookie giving them some walk, they actually started turning things around. They're actually looking pretty good now. They're on a three-game winning streak. They haven't won three games not this season. I don't even know when the last time they won three straight games. But
Dubs.
And they were pretty good teams. They beat Indiana. They beat Atlanta. And what was the other one?
The first one to start it off was the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes. Well, Brooklyn Nets.
And surprisingly, that was the first win in the Atlantic Division. But we'll take it, though.
That's scary.
We'll take it.
That's scary. So the Raptors look like they're making a push to get into the play-in, and it looks like they might make it in. I think somebody mashed up Trae Young's finger in that game to try to knock them down a bit.
Yeah.
That looks like they might make it. They might make it. Brooklyn's struggling. Do I what?
Do you really want them in the play-in game, though?
No. Remember last time I was celebrating their losses? I'd rather them get a higher pick.
That's what I'm saying. It's looking good right now.
It is looking good.
You can see Grady Dick. Oh my goodness, that dude is playing ball right now. Grady Dick.
Maybe that's why Boucher had to take a seat, because Boucher shooting all them shots and he ain't hitting out a clip like Grady. So maybe I was just wondering why Boucher not getting no run after he used to get enough run. He ain't getting no run no more.
But look at all the guys that they're bringing in. Even the guy that came in with the Olenek, right? Abojai. Mm-hmm. He's playing nice.
He's playing nice, man.
RJ's been playing. Remember I said the man need to put some more in his game?
Yeah.
Because remember, right? DeRozan used to be a scorer. Until he start averaging 5 assists, start being a more of a playmaker, his game just opened up and he became a star. If RJ could start doing that a little bit more, man,
RJ knows how to pass. He just passes to quickly. He just knows how to pass it quickly. He doesn't see anybody else on the court. It just goes to quickly. Anytime you pass the ball, you know it's going to quickly.
Because he knows that's the guy he's familiar with, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's just weird. The man don't pass to nobody else.
But yeah, I can't lie.
Honestly, it's enjoyable to watch the Raptors win. I don't want them in the play-in because you know they're going nowhere really this year. It's better for them to get something of value next year and build on what they're trying to build.
Exactly. Honestly, have a nice young core.
The next person I really like seeing in a Raptor uniform is Kelly Olynyk. That man could pass, yo. It seems their last game against Indiana, it reminded me of Golden State. The way they're moving and passing the ball and cutting, and it was constant movement. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. And there's pure backdoor cuts, bounce back. Kelly Olynyk, he was killing it. Yeah,
This new iteration of the Raptors, this new nucleus, look like it's going to be fun. It's going to be young. It's going to be around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be nice. And Olynyk fits right in there. Olynyk fits right in to what they're doing, right?
But it looks like they're going to make it into the play-in. I don't think they're going to make it through the play-in.
Atlanta
is
struggling.
Into the playoffs. But I have a feeling they're going to make it.
Raptors, we need to keep our pick. We can't give it to the Spurs.
They're about to give it up. I don't know.
But they're playing nice, so I can't lie. And that boy, Scotty Barnes.
Oh, everybody knows Barnes is nice. Nobody denies that. Scotty Barnes is the next thing for Toronto.
Yeah. Right. The one thing I just saw, the man has 4 triple-doubles, which is the most in Raptor history.
Yeah, and he's in year three. Is it 3 years?
That's crazy. That's and you nice, saw his stat. Nice. You saw his stat line the other game.
Oh, 21, like 12, 12, blocks?
5 blocks. Oh my goodness, Scotty, like, wow. Take it easy on them.
Scotty's playing Raptors, really nice.
Yeah,
really.
Now, now I see what KG is talking about. That man coming into Toronto nowadays think it's gonna be sweet. It ain't sweet. No, you're going to be in a dog fight. We may lose, but you're going to be in a dog fight.
Nice. They're playing nice, man. Even remember, they're starting point guard. I mean, not point guard, center. Was that Porter? He's now in the G League. You don't even see him anymore. Did he get injured? I think he got injured for a little bit.
But then Olenek came in, and you're like,
Olenek and Poeltl.
And Poeltl. You don't really need him right now. He's the third guy in the thing. But
Boy. The Raptors.
They're looking good, Raptors. They're looking good. And what I like to see too, man, is the young men getting their minutes, man, especially Grady. Grady had you went through a rough time in the beginning, G League minutes.
Trust me.
But now he's good. 4 for 4?
Yeah.
4 for 4, 18 points.
And again, he's cutting. He's active. He's moving. He knows how to pass the ball and get the ball. Oh, man. They're all playing very well.
Saying he's a JJ Redick.
I think he's better than JJ. With his size, you don't see JJ dunking. You don't see him going out of the lane dunking.
Yeah,
JJ back in the day was all strict corner shots. But then again, that was Doc putting him in the corner, sticking him in the corner. But I think he's way better than JJ. He's going to be way better than JJ.
And I have to say, Raptors, I got to give it up. You know what I mean? You get your dinner.
I'm not giving it up.
It's three games.
I told you. I'm only clapping for the losses. I'm only going to celebrate the losses. I'm going to enjoy the wins, but celebrate the losses.
But also, you also have to celebrate the signs, because it could be losing. You'd be like, man, these guys are salt, but at least you can see.
They have something. It's good. That's why I said I'm going to enjoy the wins and celebrate the losses.
Okay, there you go. Good vibes all around. Raptors, keep it up. Bro. Keep improving. Keep showing signs.
So let's go around the league. Vern, did you see that game last night?
Cleveland, around the league, there's enough to talk Dallas, about around the league.
No, but did you see that Cleveland and Dallas game, like the last like minute and a half of the game? It was sick. I tell you, bro, it was
that
nice.
that Max. I want the Max Sween, Max Strud shot.
Was dangerous. But you don't even understand. Like, first, Dallas got Cleveland to turn over the ball. At the end, all they had to do was hold the ball and shoot the free throws and win. Yeah. Dallas got them to turn over the ball. Dallas inbounded the ball, almost lost the ball, but then
I saw that
Luka gets it back.
Got it.
Simple assist, dunk.
Finger roll at the rim.
Right. Rolls a dunk. I think he passed it to I can't remember the guy down low. He passed it and they dunked it. But that inbound and the shot by
Max Strus. Yeah. They got the ball out of the net quick though.
You only had like 3 seconds.
Quick.
It was only like 3 or 4 seconds.
But if you look at it though, if you look back at that play,
and they had no timeouts.
That too, but also when they ripped it out, I don't think Dallas expected them to go that quick, because Dallas does. After they scored, you can see Dallas was frantic trying to turn around and fight.
That is true. Dallas should have just pressured the ball. Bad. They went, but then again, it's a 1-point game, so most likely they're thinking they're going to throw it.
No,
far
exactly,
and then tip it in. So you have to defend the basket. That's why I think most people ran, but they realized okay, but Luka is right there. It's just like, but they gave them too much space. Yeah. That running start. Oh man,
yeah. But that shot, game. I was like, ooh. Oh, I didn't think that was going to go in at all, bro.
Toronto has Dallas tonight. We'll see what happens.
I know.
See what happens. Kyrie's in town.
I know Kyrie's in town. Yo, listen, man. I hear Kyrie's shoes dropping. I'm going to have to find him. It's $125.
Them shoes are looking nice.
And if the price point is right, Kyrie, you know what you're doing, brother.
Nike is full, because honestly, the best basketball shoe they had was the Kyrie's. They're nice, affordable, they're light, I have like two or three of them. I still have a fresh pair right now. I think I'm going to pay attention to them tonight. I see enough people around the league still wearing the Kyrie's. It was their best shoe.
I'm going to pay attention to them tonight and see how they look.
Nike is just fool with that move.
But Dallas is playing nice, though.
Dallas is also playing nice.
Dallas is also playing right.
You think Raptors got to win tonight?
I'm going to call it. They're feeling a little high right now. You know what I mean? They're on a little high right now. They might win
a
fourth.
They're losing.
But there's a high chance they
lose. Remember, it's Luka. Luka. They can't even deal with LeBron. Remember LeBron? Luka.
It's a new school, man. They're going to make it tough. Hopefully,
we'll see.
You know what I mean? Hopefully, they make it tough.
We'll see.
You know,
so the drama in Milwaukee is still going on, but it seemed like they're turning things around. They're actually playing. They luckily they got that win against Philadelphia.
Yeah, listen, even without Embiid. That man beat some solid team. Well, I can't say it's solid because they're an NBA team. They beat the team that's in front of them, right?
That is true.
But
teams that
before we touch that segment there, man, I know, remember you're saying we're looking for a name. I think I got one. It's really clever.
Name for what?
The soap opera that we're gonna go with.
Okay, what's
the name of it? Remember, it's how we name it, soap opera? It's called The Revolving Door.
The Revolving Door?
And you know
it's called The Revolving Coach.
The Revolving Door, and it's called the Milwaukee Bucks Coaching Carousel. Because those men are just flashing Jew coaches.
It's true.
It's a carousel. The man just flashing Jew coaches.
So, like, you're saying they're gonna, Doc is gone by the end of the season? Or off season? There's no way. There's no way.
They're gonna
have to wait until the original coach Budenholzer gets his contract paid up.
He's not gone.
They're not gonna be paying for. They're not gonna be. But then again, if he plays horrible, they get knocked out first round. They lose another 3-1. Oh, we'll see.
Listen, it's turning around. I don't know if it's turning around, but you know they have a favorable. The last couple games were favorable to them.
Okay,
they box up the Hornets and they box up the thing. But
there were some easy teams. Listen, and then 76ers without Embiid. It was a close enough game. It was pretty close until the end.
Yeah, right, yeah. Doc. I don't know, man. I don't know. You're getting bad up, man. I hear, man, batting you up all up in the media, man. Yeah, listen, Doc. Stop complaining, man. You know how it is, man. Stop complaining.
He's gonna get bad up, of course. What do you mean? Of course.
He'll stop
get
complaining
bad
and win.
Of course he'll get.
I hear Dame coming out now saying, "Yo, he has nothing to do with Milwaukee. It's bored."
I saw that too. What do you expect? You're supposed to be going to play basketball. Go play some video games.
Milwaukee, better fix up. It looks like you might be fixing up Milwaukee, but I think you're going to finish fourth and you're going to be a second round exit. You're going to lose to Boston in the second round.
You think second round?
I don't think you're going to be the third seed in the East.
I think they're going to lose first round. First round.
Right? To avoid Boston, they got to be the third seed.
Yeah, but where are they right now? Yeah,
right.
They're still third.
The third seed. The Knicks are right behind them. The Knicks are chopping at the heels.
Knicks aren't going to catch them. Honestly, I think they'll find it. They'll end up in a second or third team.
Right.
Knicks aren't catching them, especially without Randall mashup and some of their players banged up. And then again, they're the Knicks. They're not catching
them. But then again, it's Doc Rivers.
Yeah. No, but then again, the Knicks have to still win. Even if Milwaukee loses enough, Knicks still have to win.
Yeah, but the Knicks right now, how much game behind them?
They're only one. But remember, Knicks don't even have Randall. OG's not back yet.
But yo, listen,
I guess if they come back and they start playing well, we'll see.
Listen,
and there's not many games left in the season. How many games left? What's that? 55?
All-Star break was halfway mark.
It's only like 30 games. Under 30 games. Under 30 games now. So
listen,
it's a short season.
I don't believe in the system. So those guys could hit another losing streak right now, yo, and slip out all the way down to fourth, yo.
Who are you talking about? Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah, because we don't be winning the soap proper. That man could slip
Milwaukee
out right now.
Probably will beat the first round team, but second round, they're not getting to the finals. They're not getting to the finals.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it either. I don't see it either.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? But Dash or that man there, yo. But Milwaukee, gonna fill us with more stories, buddy. Fill us with more stories. You know? I think what did that? They bring up their win total now to what? 5? They're 5-7? On the dock?
I think they did. They won 2 or 3 in a row.
They're 5-7 on the dock. They're trying to be like, yo, we're 500. You get to 500, that's just average doc record.
Garbage. So what do you say? Well, we didn't talk about the All-Star break. What do you think about the All-Star break?
There's nothing to talk about.
I agree.
That's why we didn't talk about it. The only thing I would actually talk about is like the skill, not even the skills, because I heard Mass was doing some bullcrap in the skills. I watched the 3-point. I can't even watch the 3-point. I watched the Steph and Sabrina and the dunk-off. Dunk-off was trash. Matt McClung made it ill. Whoever was coaching, judging the dunk-off?
They don't know what they were doing, man.
There was one man who judged dunk-off in 1977. He gave one of Matt McClung dunk a 45 or 47.
That's a 50. I don't know if anybody could do that in here. Especially the one when he caught it and threw it up and caught it. I'm like, me. That has to be a 50.
Yo, the man gave a 47.
What do you expect these man to do?
It's like, dude, like, you couldn't do anything like that. So how are you going to give that a 47?
Even in your young age with your fresh legs, you couldn't do that.
You're not that creative.
No.
You know what I mean? So again, what won the weekend was the 3-point contest. and the Steph versus the Steph versus Stephanie.
I don't even know if they won the weekend, but honestly, really,
that was a highlight of the weekend. Really,
All Star Weekend. I kind of watch it a bit, have stuff on, but it wasn't. Listen, honestly, know what the highlight of the weekend actually was? No, it was a Rising Stars game. That little tournament they had.
That's all. Yeah, that was nice
because they're actually playing. Good. Maybe they should try that with the All Star game. Try to create a few smaller teams that have the battle to get it to the fight, like, you know, a small tournament. I don't know, but at least those guys are playing.
I don't think those men are going to go for it, bro.
True, but
I think right now anything you try, it's not going to work.
Yeah, true, but the Rising Star game was exciting.
Yeah, like as I was telling you earlier, exciting. I heard one guy suggest that you know, why don't you have All-Star versus the snubs, right? You vote for your All-Stars and then you pick another team of 12 and see how it goes. You know, it could run. The idea is all right.
That doesn't make sense. But again, there's supposed to be 24 All-Stars and then half of the All-Stars are not going to be All-Stars. And then how do you pick snubs?
Hey, man,
it don't make no sense.
It's that's how it runs, man. So you just switch it up. You just switch it up. You just pick 12 All-Stars.
12 All-Stars?
On the ballot, that's so, yo, I don't know, but you have to try something. Try to get some type of competitive nature. What are you saying? Give the man them $2 million?
I don't even know, man. Like, yo, it's think crazy. About it. When man were playing back in the day in the All-Star game, it was pride. You wanted to win the game. Like, the thing is, what I find weird, if most of these men would go out there on the Rutgers court and that stuff, they ball. They play hard. They want to be the best player on the court. They play. So I don't know. I understand you don't have to play some crazy defense, but you shouldn't be just like, oh, underlay and go to the lane, Duncan.
Man are like, yo, it's a break.
But then again, for them, it's a break from the season. It's true. Yeah. You got to look at it both ways. It's like, I'm going to come out here and play hard.
But
it doesn't make a difference. What we're trying to win is a championship, not an All-Star
game. It's losing its luster, though. Mm-hmm. It's losing its luster. But, you know, I always tune in. We'll see.
It is. I tune in, but it's like just something you have in the background. If it was an exciting game, you'd be like, whoa. But if it's not, then it's like, any other blowout game in the NBA. If it's a 20-point game, I don't need to see the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. You know?
Man, I was naming food waiting for I Remember to start.
Yeah, trust me. It was like, I didn't even see, I saw the Rising Star because that was a Friday, right?
Yeah. All I saw was the celebrities.
I didn't see anything else.
All I saw was the celebrities.
Even the celebrity game was kind of entertaining. I saw Matt dunking and all type. I was like, wait.
Yo, that football man, Puka, that man was dunking everything.
Yeah. It was exciting.
What is going on, yo?
Even that was more exciting.
That was more exciting. That was nice. I fully enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I fully enjoyed that.
Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to talk about, I hear Adam Silver, they're talking about how the offensive player has too much advantage and they're thinking of changing some of the rules. I saw some of the rule changes, because that's how they're calling
because
it.
Because they promoted freedom of movement.
Right. They took away the handshake.
So
they opened up the lane.
It's their fault. It really and truly is their fault.
But honestly, the only rule I think they should implement is if the offensive player initiates contact, you cannot call a foul on the defensive player. Because I always thought that was foolishness.
Yeah,
and even when you go
into
the international game, you don't get that. Even in college, you don't get that call. So me coming down the lane and I run into you and it's defensive foul, it can't be. That's an offensive foul. Or it's no call.
Yeah.
Because as a defensive player, what are you supposed to do? Am I supposed to get out the way? Or that makes no sense.
Because,
I'm there and you ran into me.
As an offensive player, bro, once you give me that and you let me know that I can get away with this, they're just going to master it.
And that's what they've been doing.
They've been exploiting it, right? So the NBA look at it, and this year has been crazy. The point totals have been ridiculous.
Because you can't do nothing to the offensive player.
Ridiculous. Because as soon as you blow on somebody, it's a foul. Tweet! It's like, come on, dude.
But honestly, if they change that rule alone,
I don't think they should take out the
3 seconds defensive.
No.
Because now you're going to see like Wemby just and what's the guy from Minnesota?
Gobert.
They'll just put them right by the rim.
Robert,
in the middle of the court. Yeah, so that I don't think they should do that. And
I was talking about that today. Like, yo, it's the three. I was like, you know, why do they have defensive 3 seconds? How's defensive? You know what I mean?
Because they want to be able to have a driving lane.
But then when you realize it, you have Uber athletes like these men in the game, man. You have to. You can't make them sit in the lane, stand in the lane.
That's right. But I agree.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because imagine that's what you're like, driving and you have Wemby sitting in the lane.
Oh, come on, man. No layups. You're not scoring, bro.
There's no layups.
You're not scoring, man.
No
you're
layups. Not scoring, there's no dunks. It's like, you're not going to score.
So you cover so much space already, it's ridiculous.
And right. And you only have a half a second because you have to get out, tap out. You have a half a second. That's the only window you have before they, you know, to get to the lane. But no, nah, I think they should leave that in. But they should take out the offensive player initiating contact. That should be either offensive foul or a no foul. I agree with that one. And I think that's all they really need to do.
Feel so, eh?
I feel so.
We'll see, though. We'll see, though.
See. Adam Silver is always trying to make some changes, so we're probably gonna see a change in the offseason. When you hear them people rumbling about it, it usually comes.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about?
Yo, this is last year. Do you think Klay is gonna stay remain a Warrior? Now he's coming off the bench.
It all depends on how much money. Like, I think if he sees a big check somewhere else, I think he'll go.
Yeah.
I think he'll go, but I think he wants to stay. Like, if they give him the money, obviously he's going to stay. But
he's not in that role no more, though. He has to come off the bench.
It doesn't matter, yo. If I was Klay, I would sit my ass on the bench and just play and go to sleep. I would not. Like, if you had gave me the money I needed or the money was right, I'd just stay and go to sleep. But there's a possibility because remember that tax and they're changing up the how much you can go over the limit on you paying your players. So... who knows? Maybe they don't offer him as much because he's a bench player now, but somebody else would, and he'll be a starter somewhere else. So we'll see.
Yeah, but I don't think he has the same, you know what I mean, the same game to help propel a team. Like, right now he's rolling out. And him and Draymond are like, they're not at his level.
That
as
man
Steph.
Could shoot. Yeah, I don't but know he could. Talking. There's probably
he could give you, though.
Every team in the NBA would probably want Klay on their team.
But every other night, he could give you that, though. Klay, yeah, I mean, Klay is nice. I'm not dissing him, but I'm like, Klay no more.
Oh, he ain't the lockdown defender he used to be. That's that's all it is. But
who do you got? I think I'm gonna start my my Schaefer MVP campaign.
Man, he ain't winning this year. He might win it next year, the year after this year. I think it's Jokic. Yo,
hold on.
Unless they don't want to give it to Jokic.
No, there's one stat I wanted. I saw that was ridiculous. I wanted to talk about Shea. And this is why I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it when I see the stat. I wonder how much players this stat is like, you know, related to kind of, you know, if you really look at it. The man said SGA shot under 40% from the field in only three of 56 games. So out of 56 games, the man only shot under 40% three times.
But the MVP is like a whole narrative that creates over the season. And then it's not going to be. I could tell right now, it's not Shea. It's not Shea.
Yeah.
Most likely, it's going to be Jokic again.
I know.
I have a feeling it's going to be Jokic.
Yes, man. It's either Shea. I'm starting my campaign, Shea. And
I hope it's Shea, but it's going to be tight. Unless Shea the people are bored of voting for Jokic, but Jokic
they
is still
right
playing
now.
Better.
Right now.
Like,
they it's like how Jokic is just ridiculous.
How do you
Jokic
not give it to him? You know,
Jokic is just ridiculous, yo.
Anyways, let's wrap up the pod. That's Pop and Burn again. Another pod. Thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting. Let us know. Vern, is your birthday or something?
Balloons has come true. It's a celebration, the end of the pod.
What is it? Let's run it. The blue.
I don't know. I just run it. The balloon says, I'm going to surprise the pod right now and come out and says, hello.
All right.
Forget to like, subscribe, turn on your notification when you know when we drop. There's another episode of Pop and Burn.
Once again. Peace. Come on, Raptors. Lose some games, man. Sure.